From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama set to meet with his Turkish counterpart on Tuesday on the final day of the Paris Climate Change Summit. They are expected to discuss the fight against the Islamic State as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit in Paris. Obama said the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress. Not a stopgap solution, but a long-term strategy that gives the world confidence in a low-carbon future. Here in Paris, let's secure an agreement that builds in ambition.
The leaders are working to agree on a binding measure to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. The United States is backing Turkey's claim that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syrian border last week violated Turkish airspace. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman, Elizabeth Trudeau, told reporters Monday that the information available indicates the Russian aircraft violated Turkish airspace. She added that Turkey warned the Russian pilot several times but got no response. Russia has responded to the downing of the jet by imposing economic sanctions against Turkey, including suspending contracts of Turks working in Russia. Elections officials in Burkina Faso say former Prime Minister Roch Marc-Christian Kabore has won the country's presidential election, becoming the West African nation's first new president in decades. Authorities late Monday said Kabore, prime minister under former strongman